Hope everybody's having a great Friday. Reed and Chelsea with you, and welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to the podcast.
So many things we talked about this morning. Chelsea's favorite is what happens when you fart in space.
You want to cover that, or you want me to cover that?
I can cover the details if you want to talk about anything else.
Well, you talk about that one, and I'll talk about something else.
Okay, so what happens if you fart in space? There's a lot of talk about space travel, people taking this in the not-too-distant future. Going to Mars and just taking it as like a an experience thing.
Yeah. I wouldn't say vacation.
Yeah, it's not a vacation. It's like an experience. Mm-hmm. It's going to be expensive.
Okay. No one can hear you toot.
No one can hear you toot. So, but the silent but deadly is a huge thing. So any fart is silent. People can't hear you fart. So you can be ripping them.
But
no one's
going to
hear it. But it lingers.
Okay.
And the problem is the average adult passes gas 12 to 24 times a day.
Wow.
So NASA really, early in space flight, banned foods that were known to cause gas. Beans, cabbage, broccoli, banned for a long time. Now, some of these foods have become more normal on the astronaut menu, but very limited. But what they say you got to do is you got to go walk to the bathroom in the space station if you want to fart, because it has better ventilation.
I prefer pass gas.
Pass gas? Okay.
Thank you.
So you got to go because they have a little more airflow. So if you ever pass gas with people around, you go, oh, I hope this just moves along quickly. This is no good. I'm embarrassed.
Yeah.
It just stays there for a very long time in the confined, pressurized air cabins.
Stinky stinkies.
So I think all of us were wondering about this topic, so Chelsea and I are able to let everybody know.
I just want to say quickly that is Teacher Appreciation and Nurses Appreciation Week. It's kind of ending, so if you could do something nice for those people. Also, do something nice for your mother on Sunday. Just a little PSA there.
Is that to me?
No, it's just to everyone.
Chelsea's first Mother's Day coming up on Sunday.
Woo-wee!
Breakfast, maybe a flower, a card.
Okay.
Be good. But your mom got you this gift already.
Yeah.
It's just dynamite.
Just dynamite.
And I'm like, Gigi, how am I supposed to compete exactly with this gift? And she said something that was like, you know, it's not a competition, Reed. Of course it's not. I already lost.
Oh, Reed.
Hope everybody has a great Mother's Day weekend.